The Ice Age, do creationists believe it?
Answers with Ken Ham, a writer for Creation Magazine. Well, Ken, one of the most asked questions that we get at our conferences, and you answered it in a recent Creation Magazine article, is, was there really an ice age?
Well, yes, there was. Though we don't believe in ice ages that occurred over hundreds of thousands of years, as evolutionists teach, we think the ice age was a consequence of Noah's flood just a few thousand years ago. The Bible tells us that at the time of the flood, the fountains of the deep broke open all over the earth. This means there must have been lots of volcanic action and continental breakup. Now think about the consequences. The floodwaters would have been warmed up by these volcanic explosions. Therefore, you'd have warm oceans and cool land towards the end of the flood. And this would result in a lot of water being evaporated into the atmosphere. Well, what's going to happen next? Because of the tilt of the earth, the wind, the ash in the atmosphere from the volcanoes and so on, there would have been great storms at the poles. Much ice and snow would have formed. Hundreds of years after the flood, we believe that this ice accumulated as the Ice Age. Then as the temperatures of the land and ocean started to stabilize, the ice would have started to melt. Yes, the answer's in Genesis and its account of the flood.
Ken Ham wants to build you up in your faith and let you know that you can trust the Bible from its very first verse. Read his free booklet on the seven seas of history, and you'll find it on our website, answersradio.com. Answersradio.com.